This is the RC Noob Podcast, episode 4, and it is June 21st. So it's been a little while since we last talked. Thanks again for sticking around. I appreciate it. And just wanted to do a little quick house cleaning and updating. I've been busy the last few months and haven't really had the full amount of time to create more podcasts and write more stuff for the blog. But I've been working on ideas. If you've checked out the website recently, you might have noticed a new name popping up on the blog, and that name is Josh Howard. I met Josh on Twitter, and Josh is providing a unique perspective when it comes to RC racing, and I really like, we had some interesting conversations. I liked his perspective. I like his philosophy on and his approach to racing, specifically to racing RC cars. So I asked him if he'd be willing to post a few articles on the site, and he's been more than happy to do that, and I thank him for helping us out with that. So definitely check out Josh's stuff. He's posted an article this week about whether you're better off getting a ready-to-run setup or if you're better off getting a kit when you're going to go racing. Josh and myself lean more toward the ready-to-run. There's obviously opinions both ways, kit versus ready-to-run, but we both lean into the ready-to-run category. But definitely check that out if you're into the RC racing. He also posted a few other articles the last couple of weeks, so be sure to check those out. What else? What have I been up to? I've been doing a little bit of everything. I've been doing some work with capturing footage, onboard footage, on my Slash. I purchased about a $20 little point of view camera that's been pretty interesting to work with. It captures low grade HD video, and it needs a lot of light to really get a good picture. But we've been fortunate with it being summer. It actually works pretty good. So I've been playing around with where to mount that on the truck body, and how to mount it onto the truck body, and we'll hopefully have some posts coming up dealing with that. But that's been fun, just playing around with it and getting that different perspective of, the perspective from the truck is quite interesting. I've also been working on a budget Basher body, and I wanted to do this for a few reasons. The RC hobby is expensive, really, no matter how you slice it. It's an expensive hobby to get involved in, and if you want to customize your own body, you could be staring at a pretty decent chunk of money to do that. Bodies run anywhere from $25 to around $40, I think, from what I've seen, just for a clear shell. Then you have the little cans of paint, and I do say little. I've seen those run around $8 or $12. That all adds up. And then if you mess it up, then you're not going to be happy with yourself or with the finished product. So my goal in the budget Basher body was to create something that A, I'd be okay with beating the snot out of when I was done, and B, just having something that I could be a little forgiving with, or not feel that I wasted a lot of money if it didn't turn out quite the way I wanted to. I'm writing an article about that, and look on the site for that, I'd say, in the next week and a half. The finished product, actually, I'm quite happy with. All in all, I think it ran, I'm guessing, just around $30 for everything, body, paint, and pinstriping. But it's a pretty basic paint scheme, but it works. It fits the bill. So coming up this weekend, I'm gonna be doing some bashing, weather permitting, with my friend Chris, and it's been a long time coming. We've been talking about getting together and running our RC vehicles for half this year, and we've never been able to do it. It's either snowed or rained or something has come up, and we haven't been able to do it, but I'm looking forward to it. And again, he's got an HPI model. The actual model name is escaping me right now, but he let me take it for a test drive a few months ago, and I had a blast running it. So I'm quite interested to see how that's going to stack up against my Slash. So that'll be this weekend, and who knows, we might have a podcast come out of that too, from a tailgate. So that's really just, you know, the updates and just a few housekeeping items from around here. I do thank you for subscribing and staying subscribed. I know it's been a little bit longer hiatus than I had planned, but we're going to get back in the swing of things in the next few weeks. I promise you that. Also, be sure to check the site and check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/rcnoob. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/rcnoob. And, you know, the hub for all things RC beginner stuff would be rcnoob.com. So, you know, be sure to check that out. In the next week, I plan on getting a few posts up and going. The Budget Basher Body is going to be one of the main posts. I'm also working on one. For those who are fans of social media and social networking, I've done a little bit of compiling. I've got a few decent lists of manufacturers, racers, parts, aftermarket parts, what else? Some hobby shops, a little bit of everything, people that are participating in social networking sites such as Twitter and Facebook. So be sure to keep an eye out for that. And I just want to give a quick shout out to the guys on the radio at the Radio Impound podcast. I found their show a few weeks ago, maybe it's a few months ago now. And I've been listening to that and really been enjoying what they talk about. They focus on the racing side of things, whereas, you know, my focus is really the hobby and just getting started with things. And they bring, again, a unique perspective to it that I really enjoy. And be sure to check them out. Look for them in iTunes under the Radio Impound podcast. They've got some great guests, some great RC racers that are both current racers and past racers and everything in between. The stories that they share have been just really phenomenal just to listen to. I've learned a lot myself just in hearing them talk about, you know, what things were like back in the early 90s and even beyond that. So it's been a really fun listening experience, and I do hope you check them out. Again, it's the Radio Impound podcast. So that's going to do it for episode 4. Again, thank you very much for checking us out. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate the support, and keep tuned in. We will be back soon. No.